Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, you don't really think of the Bronx as one of the jewelry capitals of the world, but there's plenty of jewelry there if you know where to look, and some crooks definitely do, as Glenn Shuck reports live from the Fordham neighborhood this morning. Glenn?
Yeah, Lee, it's been a busy few days here. Last Friday, you'll remember, we told you about three suspects using hammers, a smash and grab, making off with $2 million in jewels from Rocco's Jewelry on Webster Avenue. I'm about four blocks from there, where last night here at Revel Jewelers in the busy Fordham Business District, 10 masked suspects, according to witnesses, went in here. One displayed a gun and started smashing the cases again, making off with an unknown amount of jewelry. They'll determine the value of that as they come back in about 11 this morning. They're closed now. In the process, they also used something that I'll tell you about in a minute that might shock you to pull off the heist. Now, on Tuesday, on Newsliner Bridget Quinn, we had caught up with Wilma Alonzo in the middle of all this, the executive director of the Fordham Road Business District, as to what could be done.
They are doing what they can, and is to ask the state to step up and to provide the tools to the city so they can address the crime spikes right away.
So how did they pull this off here? Well, according to the employees here, they were attackers used bear spray on them. In fact, Lee, all six of the employees that were attacked had to go to the hospital for treatment. No arrests so far. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Wins, live here on Fordham Road in the Bronx.
New Yorkers can get a little hardened to all the murder and mayhem going on around here, but when they see a horse collapsed in the street, that is another story. And Samantha Liebman has it for us this morning, live from Midtown. Sam?
And Lee, this happened around 5 Wednesday here on 9th Avenue and 45th Street. Reports the driver whipped the horse with his reins several times before the NYPD mounted unit came in to help. While some on social media claimed abuse, fellow driver Christina Hansen says the horse simply tripped.
We have the privilege of working with living beings, and the horses are magnificent animals. And wherever you have living things that aren't cold machines, you know, they trip, they fall, sometimes they get stomach ache.
Tony Utano, president of TWU Local 100, which represents drivers, issuing a statement saying the horse has a neurological disease caused by possum droppings, saying, quote, this is another example of why people shouldn't rush to judgment. However, the incident reigniting the debate over banning carriage horses in the city, which a bill sponsored by Councilmember Robert Holden would do.
It's about time we just ended the horses pulling these carriages and go with the horseless electric carriage.
The horse, meanwhile, able to get up after about an hour, the NYPD transporting it in a trailer to the stable. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Wins in Hell's Kitchen.
A photographer for the New York Daily News found himself at the scene of a carjacking in Manhattan last night. He's the one who got carjacked. Sam Costanza, 73 years old, left his car running when he popped into a deli on West 4th Street. Bad move. Police say while he was gone, 44-year-old Tapika Mahmood jumped into the driver's seat. Costanza saw what was going on, and he leapt into the passenger side window as Mahmood was driving off. He got dragged for several blocks until Mahmood crashed the car into an outdoor dining shed on Bank Street. Mahmood's under arrest. He was taken to Bellevue. Costanza has a broken leg. Mahmood's charged with grand larceny, reckless endangerment, and criminal possession of a controlled substance. He has 26 priors. Former President Trump spent 6 hours yesterday being questioned under oath by State Attorney General Letitia James in her civil investigation of his business dealings. But he wasn't very chatty. For every question she asked, he invoked the Fifth Amendment.
The two sat across the table from one another. The attorney general went first. It was her turf, of course. She was the one who had subpoenaed the former president. He fought tooth and nail for months against appearing for this deposition, but under court order, he was there. And after she opened, He read a statement that his office later posted online accusing her, right there face-to-face across the table, of political motivation.
Correspondent Aaron Kaczorski as to why he was taking the fifth. The former president, in his statement, said, when your family, your company, and all the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media, you have no choice. A lot of Republicans, even some Democrats, are upset about the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago, but so far neither the Justice Department nor the FBI has had much to say about the reasons for it. FBI Director Christopher Wray had nothing to say when he was asked about it yesterday.
That's not something that I can talk about, so I'd refer you to the department.
There are reports that Wray authorized the raid and Attorney General Garland may not have been told about it in advance. $200 million in cuts to the city school budget made by the Adams administration are back in effect this after a state appeals court put a hold on a lower court's ruling requiring the city to redo the school budget. The mayor's office is pleased, saying the cuts were necessary because of falling enrollment. About 120,000 families have left the school system over the last 5 years, most of them during the last 2 years. Some teachers and parents filed a lawsuit last month to get the funding restored. We talked to drivers yesterday about the possibility of having to pay a $23 congestion pricing toll to enter Manhattan below 60th Street. Most were unenthusiastic, to put it mildly, but there are people who are quite excited about it, like mass transit advocate Danny Perlstein of the Riders Alliance.
Well, it's a win-win-win for transit, traffic, and the environment. It raises money to make the subway reliable and accessible. It helps get unnecessary car trips off the road. The estimate is about 10 or 15%, and that'll significantly ease traffic while improving our air quality and making the city more climate resilient.
But with truck tolls perhaps as high as $82 a visit, some trucking companies may no longer be able to deliver in Manhattan, according to Kendra Hems of the New York Trucking Association.
We could see companies either A, decide they're just not going to deliver into New York City anymore, or if it's a small local company and that's their region, they may have to shut their doors.
There'll be a rally in Mineola today against congestion pricing. The MTA says about 7% of the people who work in Manhattan's main business areas drive in from the suburbs. It appears the daily count of monkeypox cases in New York City is leveling off after weeks of climbing. It's likely the result of improved vaccine availability and maybe some behavior modification. But Dr. Bruce Farber, chief of infectious diseases at Northwell Health, tells 1010 Winds that monkeypox is going to keep spreading.
There's no question that, you know, you can never confine a virus to a country, to a state, to a population. With time, it will certainly spread.
There are about 9,500 reported cases in the U.S. now, most of them in men who have sex with men. The World Health Organization says almost all the cases it knows of have been human-to-human transmission and that people should not be attacking monkeys. At least 7 monkeys were fatally poisoned in Brazil recently. As more busloads of illegal immigrants arrive in New York from Texas, Mayor Adams is becoming quite cross with the governor of Texas.
Governor Abbott appeared on Fox's The Faulkner Focus to respond to the previous day's salvo from the mayor, who jokingly threatened to send a busload of New Yorkers to Texas to campaign against Abbott.
I kind of feel like Clint Eastwood. Go ahead, Mayor. Make my day. There could hardly be anything better to aid my campaign against Beto O'Rourke than to have Beto O'Rourke have his campaign aided by a bunch of New Yorkers.
To which Mayor Adams responded,
he thinks he's Clint Eastwood, but he's not. He is a anti-American governor that is really going against everything we stand for.
Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Police are looking for the killer of a teenaged boy found shot to death in the lobby of an apartment building at East 194th and Briggs Avenue around 1 o'clock this morning. The victim was reportedly between 13 and 15 years old. That was in the Bronx. Two more teenage boys, 16 and 17, were shot in Queens yesterday. It happened around 2:40 p.m. at Parsons Boulevard and Jamaica Avenue. Police say when they asked these boys who shot them and why, they did not care to discuss the matter. They're both hospitalized in stable condition.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.